to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. All right. I don't know if Blake Gump returning was a good thing or a bad thing. People talking about spicy, you know.
Blake, are you spicy?
What are we talking about? Chicken? What are we talking about?
Are you spicy, Blake?
What is it?
Spicy, Blake.
What's the bowls? All the different bowls they got. You know, what are we?
Spicy.
We are comparing him to.
He's spicy.
Anita Nicole said.
Spicy.
Nurse Ann Kawanda, give me 5 minutes. No. No, you don't get no 5 minutes. You late, Anita Nicole. We love you, though. I'll sign your excuse. I'll sign your excuse.
Oh,
for you.
Now you're signing excuses, huh?
For certain people.
Ooh.
Certain people.
Are you spicy too? You're not going to say, I mean.
No, she's late. But I just said I'll sign the excuse. It's just letting people know that, yes, she had a listening appointment.
Mm.
And so this is the reason she was late. It doesn't mean that she's not late.
Mm.
Yeah. But y'all go with no excuse.
Is she spicy too?
She's not. Listen, what is up with?
I didn't say it.
But you're continuing. I thought we were going in a different direction.
We are.
Let's talk.
Okay. Spicy is a synonym for venomous.
Hmm. Okay. So you tell me that people that eat spicy chicken are venomous?
No, but you can be spewing venomous rhetoric.
I know when it's used in a different context. I know the difference. It wasn't used in that particular way. Let's just go here, all right? 10 years after uprising in Sherman Park, stubborn challenges persist.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story that was brought up by Economic Development, and it was on Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's by Devin.
Why did you stop middle sentence? What's going on?
Who the story is by? It's by Devin Blake. I can't get away from this. I can't get away from it. I'm sending out an SOS. Help me.
Ain't that crazy?
Yes. When I got to the name, I was like, Devin, and I got to give the full credit to who the author of this particular story is, and it's Devin Blake.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, cool. Got you, Nurse Aaron Quinn. fire is hot. Okay, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Minister Kevin said, if you had to gavel until it was 8 a.m. there on time, I didn't say it until after 8 a.m. So, boom! See? You get it? See, I didn't say it.
Okay.
I didn't say it. I was hitting the gavel to make sure that we didn't go into the 8 a.m. hour, Minister Kevin, with the same foolishness.
Well, sometimes you just got to laugh, Homer.
Absolutely, and I'm a laugher. I get it. I get it. I'm the creator of laughter a lot of times. I'm a habitual line stepper.
Okay.
A lot of times.
Okay. I haven't
seen
you.
So I get it.
I haven't seen you step many lines, but okay.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So the story is by Devin Blake. 10 years after the Sherman Park uprising, many of the economic condition residents and activists pointed to as problematic, even dangerous in 2016, still remain, according to a U.S. Census Bureau and local data analyzed by NNS, which is the Neighborhood News Service.
Mm-hmm.
Many residents at the time said the unrest on August 13, 2016, was about more than the fatal police shooting of Seville Smith by a Milwaukee police officer. They pointed to longstanding poverty, decades of disinvestment, and a lack of opportunity as some of the conditions that fueled the uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Today, even as some measures of economic progress have improved, many of those same challenges are still present in the Sherman Park neighborhood. Some good changes have happened, said Vaughn Mays, a community organizer and one of the city's violence interrupters, But for the most part, Sherman Park is still basically the same and has the same general issues. To examine how Sherman Park has changed since the uprising, NNS analyzed the U.S. Census Bureau American Community Survey five-year estimates comparing the 2016 and the 2024 data sets. The most recent five-year data, because the Census Bureau does not define Sherman Park as a neighborhood, NNS approximated the neighborhood using census tracts and a city neighborhood map. NNS examined population, race and ethnicity, poverty, employment, educational attainment, median household income, home ownership, housing vacancy, and median gross rent. The comparison between indicators then and now shows a mixed picture. Taken together, the findings suggest that although some measures associated with upward economic mobility improved, many of the economic outcomes often associated with those indicators, including higher incomes and greater housing stability, did not.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the share of adults aged 25 and older holding at least a bachelor's degree increased from 7.2% to 8.9%, and the unemployment rate declined from 20.1% to 15.8%. However, poverty rose across every age group at the same time.
Wow.
Poverty increased most among elderly residents, increasing from 15.9% in 2016 to 33.0% in 2024.
Wow.
They do have graphics in this particular story as well, which charts what they're talking about by color codes. Similarly, median household income adjusted for inflation and home ownership declined. Roughly 7 in 10 occupied housing units were renter occupied in 2024, compared with roughly two-thirds in 2016. Although incomes declined, the average cost of rent adjusted for inflation increased from $1,126 to $1,196. Population also declined in the area since 2016.
Yeah. Wouldn't you move?
Yes. The neighborhood remained overwhelmingly Black, though it became slightly more racially diverse. Public safety trends also show a mixed bag. Through August 10th, Milwaukee police recorded 97 aggravated assaults, 10 non-fatal shootings, and 3 homicides in Sherman Park this year. All 3 types of crimes were up from the same point last year when police recorded 67 aggravated assaults, 5 non-fatal shootings, and 2 homicides in that time span. At the same time, robberies, thefts, and carjackings were all below last year's levels. Specific type of violence in Sherman Park have fluctuated over the course of the past 10 years, according to data from the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission. The neighborhood recorded 35 shooting victims in 2016, including homicides and non-fatal shootings. That number rose to 47 in 2017, the year following the uprising. The number of homicides and non-fatal shooting victims have fluctuated over the decade, rising sharply during the pandemic, years before falling to 17 in 2024. ShotSpotter data from MPD gives a sense of the frequency of gunshots throughout the neighborhood over the past few years. Sherman Park accounted for roughly 7% of gunfire calls citywide between 2021 and 2025. There's still good people there that are working to improve things that are happening on the ground in that neighborhood, Mayor Cavalier Johnson said. Johnson pointed to the Sherman Park Community Association, the Sherman Phoenix, a marketplace built on the grounds of a bank that was set ablaze during the unrest. The neighborhood's new business improvement district, which are commonly called BID, and his administration year of housing initiative as examples of continued investment in the neighborhood. Karen Tyler, executive director of the City Department of Community Wellness and Safety, said the Sherman Park uprising was a defining moment for Milwaukee. one that exposed deep challenges but also sparked action, resilience, and a stronger commitment to community-led public safety. From that moment came critical investments, she said, including Milwaukee's Blueprint for Peace and Program the Parks, which created safe spaces and positive opportunities for young people. Sherman Park also has one of the strongest networks of block captains through the Alert Neighbor program, a reflection of residents taking ownership of the safety and strength of their neighborhood, Tyler said. Local businesses throughout Sherman Park and the surrounding area have stepped up as well, investing in and working alongside the community. Mayor Johnson said that black homeownership has improved citywide though those gains haven't appeared yet in the Sherman Park data analyzed by NNS. Despite the challenges, Mays has also seen signs of progress. SPCA, the Sherman Park Community Association, has become a stronger and more vocal and invested organization for the area and have taken up and advocated for more issues, he said. But has housing changed? Has job access changed? Quality of life, he asked. May said he's also noticed a gap between investment and outcomes in youth services. Investments and grants focused on issues of youth have been prioritized. However, the impact from those investments could be more impactful and intentional, he said. While citing progress, Mayor Johnson also acknowledged work that still needs to occur in the neighborhood, especially given its recent past. Certainly there are challenges, there can be lagging things, especially when something traumatic like that happens, Johnson said. It's like a bomb going off in a place like that. Johnson said the city needs to do more work on housing in Sherman Park. He said his administration's plans to focus on housing this year will eventually impact neighborhoods such as Sherman Park. Though the changes will take time, Johnson said, some of the issues that have plagued Sherman Park and other neighborhoods for years have historic roots. He pointed to decades of deindustrialization that continues to affect Milwaukee. What it did is leave cities and communities like Milwaukee in the upper Midwest holding the bag, looking around like, where are the opportunities, he said. This is not a city of Milwaukee issue. It's more of a national and international sort of issue. Milwaukee Public Schools also recognized the deep pain that sparked the unrest in Sherman Park, said Stephen Davis, the district's media relation manager. He stressed the district's commitment to serving students and families across every neighborhood in Milwaukee. Specifically, we are actively directing investments towards schools and historically disinvested communities. Davis said, citing MPS investments of nearly $13 million in four schools on the north side, as well as a new district-wide literacy plan to address the multi-generational literacy crisis. The Milwaukee Police Department stressed its commitment to Sherman Park and other communities as well. This story goes on, and we've got to get ready to take care of some bills, but you get the gist of it,
mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get the bulk of that out, and I just want to say thank you to MPS because, yeah, I'm MPS raised, you know. MPS get a lot of flack. Yeah, that's MPS. Yeah, yeah. I learned my reading and writing skills.
Right.
And all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that in MPS.
There you go.
Salute to MPS as we get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Homer Blow. I don't know who we got right now. I'm just going to find out.
Bailey Coleman.
Okay, along with my girl. Okay. All right. And we're still trying to figure out our producer right now. But we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I got to give a birthday shout-out to Victor Barnett at Running Rebels. Today is his born day.
Happy born day,
Victor Barnett and Running Rebels. I know Rebel Life, Rebel Nation, y'all out there, let them know that we said happy born day to him on Truth in the Morning.
Yes.
We love you, Vic.
Yep.
Again, a great Unity Black Excellence Awards that they put on last week. So, yeah. So, but Victor Barnett, happy born day. You know, take a rebel. You know what I'm saying? Rebels! You know what I'm saying? We should play Rebel Without a Pause. I don't know what. Okay. But anyway, guess who else we have? Like, you know, I don't know. After Blake Gump, the return of Blake Gump.
Wow.
Now we get our resident. He never took a break, and I'm happy with that. We got Al MKE on the True Talk text line.
Okay.
Great morning, Al MKE. We love you. We appreciate you. What's your truth?
My truth is about the Sherman Park area.
That
used to be a beautiful area, and to the part it is. But in order to bring it back, you're going to have to restrict some of the rent assistance and the Section 8. Because some of them niggas over there don't work. And some of them don't raise their kids. That's why you have all that crime over there. A good friend of mine had a house that was two blocks from the Pick and Save over there. She sold the house to move because she couldn't take it. And then you have some blocks that's damn near empty and abandoned. And then you have the kids that come from the suburban neighborhoods when they get cracked out and they'll run away with their father's rafter, and you'll find them walking down the street. They like dirty, like they ain't took a bath in like 6 months. So y'all, they're going to have to push a standard over there. If you pull back some of the Section 8, some of the low income, and start pushing the niggas out, and I know some of y'all feel offended when I said it, because some of you parents who get offended is raising them, and that's why Sherman Park is looking like it is, okay? So I'm going to say it because Cavalier ain't. Y'all going to have to push some of them out. And then that neighborhood can get back to what it's going. Because if you look at Sherman Park, the dissatisfaction of it goes only so far. And when you get to the Jews, it ceases. So you're going to have to pull back on some of the Section 8. You're going to have to pull back on some of the rent assistance. They sleep to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they stay up all night fighting and shooting. That's what's bringing it down over there. And then you got these wannabe New Jack Cities, think they're going to be the next multimillionaire by tearing down their own community. So you're going to have to push some of them out. That's the only way you're going to change it. Anytime you have a lot of Section 8 or a lot of low income, you're going to have an open door to drama because they don't really stay. They don't really raise their kids because they treat their kids like cattle. They graze all day, then they call them in at the end of the night and then go through their pockets and see what money they can put towards their bills. All right? It's a beautiful neighborhood, but you're going to have to pull back on the rent assistance and the Section 8 because a lot of them don't work. They want the state to work. And then their kids is running, ripping, rapid. If you pull back, that neighborhood could change within 6 months. And those houses will skyrocket in price because you still have a lot of Mohegans over there and good neighbors, but the niggas and the low-class whites bring it down. Have a good day.
Oh, my God.
Bailey, you started
this. Listen.
Bailey.
Listen.
You set the tone for everything we getting. I am not discrediting what Al MKE said. I know that is the real thing. But you, Bailey Coleman,
did not.
Miss Shay Shay Foo Foo.
I did not.
You started.
And let me tell you.
You set the ball rolling.
And let me tell you this.
I tried to deflect it. I tried to play goalie,
no.
And I lost
Let me
the
just
FIFA Cup.
Can I just say this? Y'all gonna stop with this whole March on Washington type get rid of the black people that's in your community?
He didn't say get rid of the black people.
He said get rid of the rent assistance and all that kind of stuff.
He didn't say get rid of the black people. There's a difference, Bailey. There's
a difference. He said get rid of the rent
assistance. He did not say get rid of the black people. Al MKE, listen.
He said get
Al MKE did not say get rid of the black people. He did not. So what are you insinuating when you say he said get rid of all the black? You know, he didn't.
He said get rid of the rent assistance. Yeah.
Oh, so what are you implying, Bailey? That's why
he wants to get rid of your kids.
I really want to know, Bailey, what is he implying? See, I told you, Bailey started this. Bailey started this. I thought we didn't have it.
Yes, accusations.
And you found it when it was time for, you know what? Listen, we got two breaks and an ending to go. That's all we got. Two breaks and an ending to go.
Oh my gosh. It was not me.
But your comment implied that only black people are on Section 8 and get
accusations.
And listen at the producer on your side.
He with me. You know what Al is saying. You know what Al was saying.
Yeah, he literally said it. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And I understand.
Who else? Okay, who else is on?
Bailey?
Who else are reticences over there? Who else are reticences over there? See,
Bailey,
you laughing.
What are you saying?
You're all right. Who else
Bailey?
Over there are reticences?
Bailey.
Who else over there
it's a lot
are reticences?
Listen.
No,
okay,
sir.
So that's just like saying, okay, who gets the most EBT? Black people or white people?
White people do.
All right.
But now...
There's a lot of people that may be in the Sherman Park neighborhood, which is my neighborhood.
No, you don't see the whites over there.
The Jews are in full force.
Listen, let me tell you something.
And it's other white people. You can go down on 20th and Burleigh, Bailey.
Okay.
And it's white people.
Listen.
You can go
in parts
that
you... There is, but there ain't no rent assistance. If you live in the Sherman Park and you live it over, you live it over.
Now, where's my accusation?
No.
Where's my...
You don't get one because you know what? I've been over in the show.
Yes. see, this is unfair.
I'm handling some behind the scenes things.
There we go.
That's so perfect,
Xavier.
He's
a little busy.
That's perfect. You know what?
Go to break.
Yeah, we are. We go.
Because you mad.
Because it's accusations.
Accusations.
Really? Yeah, listen, y'all.
We know who over there.
I am being summoned triple. Triple team this morning.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Mm-mm. Accusations.
Bailey, you got another
accusation.
Xavier, our producer.
Uh-huh.
And the hotkeys button. I ain't winning with none of them. All three of them is against me. Tell y'all do right by me. Ain't no good going to come to you. Now, if you was watching us on YouTube or Facebook Live,
right,
you see that I done
whatever.
The color purple.
Whatever.
you know what? See? I just got whipped.
You said color purple. He brought it in for you.
You know what? All right.
My name is...
Listen, Truth in the Morning on the award-winning one. Listen, I'm coming black with my cousins, all right? Just so you know that. Because we ain't doing this. We are not doing this. Call in to the call line, 833-212.
No longer. We can't take no text.
833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Call in. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. We got to understand that feeding the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation. That's why Cousin Subs reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid's sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side, a drink, and dessert. Everything they want, nothing that you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Yep, about time for me to get another one. Listen, like I say, I am a true Cousins connoisseur. So I'm a club sub. I'm a club sub. And Bailey, which sub are you? Do you like? I know you don't like all the onions. But what's, is it cheese steak? What is it? Which one? What sub do you like? Your sub of choice, Cousins.
I like a good club sub.
Oh, good.
I can't do the onions up.
Right. That's cool. Well, you know, you get
mostly turkey.
Yeah, but yeah.
Turkey and cheese.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I'll have to, I got to look at the times, because like by the time we on and off, I don't think we can order yet.
No.
But I could have something delivered to your job, your other job.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Oh,
because they deliver.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
All on the app.
I did.
You put the order together. I put it in.
I did.
Like blam. There it is. I ain't afraid to drive out to Brookfield.
Okay. Well, some people are. You got your things together, right?
Okay. See. How do we keep turning? How do we keep turning these things into this? I'm just trying to figure out, Bailey.
Just what?
It's more than coffee in that cup.
Ain't that more?
Yeah. You know what they call it? Spiked. She got some kind of spiked coffee.
No.
What? You haven't stopped.
What?
I
didn't do it.
Your laughter, your outburst.
I just had to ask
your stealth,
you.
Commentary.
If you had all your stuff together, I mean, you know,
what do you mean,
right
Bailey?
Out there.
What do you mean? What is the stuff that I have to have together?
Your license straight, your stickers together.
It's together.
Because they got time for you at Brookfield. They may not have time for you in Milwaukee. But it's like they put their coffee and donuts to the side. They're like, I'm ready for it. I got
really,
time
the coffee
today.
And donuts? Really? You doing all the listen. Why can't people just like donuts? I mean,
hey,
donuts is a
donuts
nice little
great.
Sugar rush. Yeah,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah, sure.
Wake
absolutely.
You up, give you some
wakey,
extra.
Wakey, yeah.
Did you say wakey, wakey? You hitting all the stereotypes today. She hitting all the stereotypes.
I am not.
You just said wakey, wakey. What the hell? Listen, you know, I felt like I was on a cruise ship when you said that. I felt like.
Homer, what is
shout
going
out to everybody.
On?
Who's been on cruises, and especially after COVID.
Uh-huh.
Because it's
washy-washy. Yeah.
And they squirt your hand.
Is that what happens?
They say, yeah, washy-washy before
really?
You go into any of the dining halls.
Oh, wow.
They stand there with the hand sanitizer. And
really?
Washy-washy.
Really?
Yeah, they really do. They really do. And y'all don't cruise, do y'all?
No.
Xavier, you ain't been
talking,
on a cruise?
We're talking about doing a family cruise.
Yeah.
I would do one, though.
Yeah, I got one coming up in October.
Mm. Where at?
I ain't telling, because y'all going to put some hexes and curses on it.
No, I'm generally interested.
We finna try to go. We want to take the morning show on the cruise ship.
There we go.
I'm going to Bermuda.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's do a show. Let's do a show from Bermuda.
You know.
Let's get on the boat.
Well, the Bermuda Triangle?
Bruh. No. Bermuda. The actual Bermuda. I ain't in no triangle.
Yeah. You ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course I have. There's a movie and there's a book. Mm-hmm. There's everything. But no, I decline to do the morning show on my cruise in October. My cruise is to recharge. That's my recharge cruise of the year. So now we can set up another one, and we absolutely can do. But I disconnect myself from the United States when I'm out of the country. I disconnect myself. You know what I mean? I don't have to talk to anyone.
What?
Yeah, because I'm not going to be able to do a damn thing about it till I get black anyway.
Huh?
So why should I be concerned? You know such and such. Yeah, they body will still be here when I get home.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying.
What?
I cut myself off.
What?
Now, if we're doing a station, you know what I'm saying, Truth, Milwaukee Black Media Cruise, that's what it'll be for. And then, yes, I'm going to stay connected. We're going to do all the things to make it happen. But when I go on my personal cruise.
We need to just jump on board with you.
Well, you can, but I'll be there if I'm going live. I'm not doing no.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
I feel you there, Homer.
No.
Xavier, wouldn't you like to come and produce from there?
No.
Oh, see, come on.
Bailey, when you off work, aren't you off work?
Spoken by someone that's never gone. Huh?
When you off work, aren't you off work?
When
you off work.
Well, since I get these texts like 24 hours a day.
Damn it! Damn it!
Clearly not. I mean, baby up here texting us like this. I mean, like,
Bailey!
Am I lying? I'm lying. We got this whole group texting going on.
Listen,
The views and opinions
expressed by Bailey, Xavier, the producer, and the Hot Keys does not reflect that of the legendary Homer Blow.
Like the Hot Keys got a life of its own.
Media. What?
Like the Hot Keys has a life of its own.
It does, because sometimes when you want them, they're not there. And then they come alive.
Listen, the way we be getting these texts, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's
kind of
crazy.
We be like,
you know what?
I'm going to have to put Ben on restriction.
Please address all letters.
I noticed you've muted.
And emails.
Homer, you have
to
muted.
To Bailey Coleman.
You have muted his text.
And Xavier, the producer, sent all emails. I do not need to be included in any emails.
Wait, why did Ben
or text messages?
Why did Ben just send us a text talking about we cutting up this morning?
Add Ben to the list.
Ben, you mad?
Ben is added to the list.
Are we lying, Xavier?
Listen.
Homer, just for the record, Homer.
Listen, I'm just trying to tell you what we not.
I've been muted.
What we not going to do. What we not going to do.
Homer has muted these texts. Just so y'all know. For the record, Homer has muted these texts that Ben, but Ben be sending some good stuff. I'm not gonna lie. He be sending some good stuff. However, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you're like, what is that? What is that? It's Ben texting.
Listen, I am here, but my views and opinions are not being respected right now. I will.
So Homer says, you work 24 hours? You know, when you off, you off. That's kind of subject and suspect. But anyway, accusations.
Bailey!
What?
Accusations.
You know what? Between you, Xavier, and them Hot Keys that are being found now, I ain't in it. I am not in it. I'm not in it.
Our YouTube channel going crazy over here.
Listen.
The cut up crew is
going back. Sheree Harris said, I disconnect every Friday at 5 p.m. So, and again, so Hey, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you, Sheree Harris. Remember, I am not to be included in any emails or text blasts.
She does, except for she talks to me. So she ain't cut off. She a little bit cut off, but she at 100%.
Bailey! See,
that's just like this, this text.
Bailey is just like throwing everybody under the bus.
Yeah. And I want you to know, Sheree is on this text chain, too.
Bailey, what the hell is Bailey? It is something in that cup, and it ain't just coffee. I'm just trying to tell you, it's a shot of something.
Ain't somebody no shot, a shot of espresso.
Yeah, no, somebody spiked your thing. Yeah, because you are. I started out by saying, Bailey, you on one, you have not turned off since. I go to a topic to try to, you know, bring us black around. I'm doing an extensive read.
It's not just
and it's
me.
Still more to be read.
It's not just
but
me.
But then after took it and said, all black people are on Renaissance and Section 8. That's exactly what you just said. You exactly said that. See, the hotkeys are against me. Listen, you know what?
Not say that.
Listen.
Al used the N-word in describing
this. Yeah, because that's what we're talking about. He used the word that he was talking about.
I was trying to be.
You put black people in it.
I was trying to be spicy with it.
Say the word then.
Say the word then. No, I was not
say
the word
then. Going
to say use what Al the N-word. Meant. I was not going to
Listen,
use the N-word.
I'm just saying, say it. Say what he meant.
No.
Say what he meant.
I did. I said black people over in that area. That's what I said.
People. Okay, so you, and that's why I'm saying you believe all black people.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I was just using it as.
No. You said what you said.
Because he said N words.
Yeah, but you said black people.
He said, get rid of the criticism for the N words.
Yes, and that's who he's talking about. He said what he meant and meant what he said. And I agree. I understand.
So you believe that there's a difference. Okay.
Yeah, listen, I'm all of them.
Okay.
I'm all of them.
You all of them?
Yep.
What do you mean by that?
See, I was already saying it. Because on my platform, I say it all the time. Just so everybody get the message.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Go ahead, say it. Say it.
Bailey, you own one. Let's go to break. We got to take care of some bills. Bailey.
What?
You going to learn today.
We
take care of some bills. You're listening to The Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth, broadcasting from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am the legendary Home of Blow. I don't know who the hell this is sitting across from me or in the producer studio this morning.
Xavier,
and the damn hotkeys. I don't know who the hell all them are. They all been drinking something. It's something going on. All right? We'll be black.
Maybe.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome back. It's Truth in the Morning. I can't tell you what these last... 9 minutes will bring.
Yeah.
We got 8-9 minutes. So, Bailey, you know, y'all have kind of taken over anything.
I ain't take over anything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, we
Your commentary, your responses.
You want me to tell my truth,
yes,
right?
Yes, I absolutely do. And you are.
And so there we are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... Yeah, we got a few more minutes left. Mm-hmm. Hey, so, you know, we were talking a little earlier, just on a serious note, about the Whitney Houston story.
So now we can get serious? Okay, I love that. Go ahead, let's go.
And, you know, the big deal was at the time of her death that, you know, everybody was talking about, you know, the drug overdose, the accidental drowning. But the story kind of revealed, because it talked about her autopsy. And it actually revealed that she had horrible heart disease. So, you know, which, you know, kind of leads you to believe that whether she had died from the accidental drowning or not, eventually the heart disease would have. And she, it was pretty much undiagnosed until they did the autopsy. So that was kind of tragic to learn about, to learn about that, because I didn't know. You know, it's always interesting, you know, they go back and they look at different things. But, you know, she did, you know, die from the accidental drowning and the drugs and all that. But to know that her heart was that bad is, you know. But you think about her, and I remember I watched the interview that she did with Oprah. And it looked, that was, I felt like that was kind of sad. Because it was like she was kind of doing better, but she was still, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Listen, people, this is why I say, you know, some people need to be, I understand the personal nature of a lot of people. But I think when you explain things, or you're more open, you can help more people than you would hurt.
Right, right.
And that's why I like the conversations about suicide.
Yeah.
I think more people need to be open.
Right.
About the fact that they're dealing with a loss from a family member or a friend that may have committed suicide. Because people don't realize that, you know, well, and this is in my opinion, that every day, you just don't even know how many people you are around that have thoughts of suicide daily. And I'm talking about, but when you're seeing them and talking to them, you have no clue.
Right.
That that's where their mind is, that they fight with themselves every day.
Right.
Just to not try it or do it.
Right.
And you just don't know. And I think that when people become more open about some of the things that they are dealing with. And I'm not saying that everybody is going to be able to solve your problem, but sometimes, whether they know it or not, to be able to just talk about it and release how they're feeling to someone who is not going to judge them or any of those kind of things, that it will put them in a somewhat calmer space, because it's like you holding all this in.
Right.
And you know they're holding a lot in, because when some of those people that make the choice to commit suicide leave letters.
Right.
Leave messages saying, you know, this is all the things that they were dealing with mentally.
Right.
And this is why they made this decision. And some of those things are things that people, if they knew, could try to at least help, even if it's not, it's not going to always be something that some people may be able to help you with financially, because a lot of times some people will be like, well, how would that? Yeah, but, you know, but you just leaving here, that's not going to, you know, solve that situation.
Yeah.
You may think that that's going to solve your situation, and you can even learn from people who are financially wealthy now that will tell you about all it took for them to get there.
Right.
You know, and you would probably rethink some things, be like, oh, this ain't that bad.
Right.
You know, when you end up, and that's why I think that you being able to talk about it is so, so important. And a lot of people don't like to talk about
it. A night's sleep can change everything. A day can change everything. Prayer goes a long way, too, especially when you're dealing with that. Since we're here and we're talking about, well, the passing of people, Chicago and Milwaukee radio lost a great one, an icon of the industry. He was on the former version of V100.7. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody that went through me, I have to, you know, I had a lot of folks that came through under my auspice. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love this brother. He was such a good friend, a great talent to work with. And for those of you that remember Spank Buddha, he was crazy on my mm-hmm. airwaves, mm-hmm. but I loved him the same. Mm-hmm. And he got me numbers every time.
That you know? Part. Yep, yep, yep.
And he was a great brother. He went on to have a wonderful acting career in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all have probably, if you watch the television show Hell's Kitchen, you've probably seen his sister on there. She was on. He later went by Buddha Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddha and Kwan and all the things. He split up that name so many times.
Right.
But his name is Spank Buddha. That's what he went by here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the greats that was on V100.7. And just a salute to him. We lost him it's been a couple weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check out more on him, and when he was here, he had dreadlocks, y'all.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
When he left, he got rid of those and did the thing. But if you want to check out more in tribute to him, you can check it out on my Facebook page, simply Bailey Coleman on Facebook.
Condolences. And you know, one of the things that I think about when giving condolences to and for anyone is all of Truth Nation and anybody out there who may have lost somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, some names we may know, some people we may know,
yes.
But everybody is going through
yeah.
something, and mm-hmm. they've lost somebody in
yeah.
some way,
yeah,
form or fashion. So to anybody,
uh-huh.
it's like when I gave the tribute to Anthony at the Black Arts Fest MKE mm-hmm. when the Lattimore brothers, mm-hmm. you know, after they went off the air,
mm-hmm.
Done their performance. You know, I gave a tribute, but not only to his memory, but to everybody that was in the audience mm-hmm. that may have lost somebody. So, we out of the show.
We out.
What you got to say, baby?
Trust God, do good, and know that something great is going to happen for you real soon.
Up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes.
See y'all tomorrow.
9 a.m. to noon, followed up by the New Times for the lunch break. With Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon from noon to 2 p.m., followed up by Ray Nitti from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 to 7. Xavier's got this little menacing look on his face like, I got something evil to say. But guess what? You won't get to say it this morning. We love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We finally up out of here.
And if Homer could not cut up tomorrow, we'll do another great show for him. We'll see you tomorrow, y'all.
Yeah, I love y'all. Holla black.